Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. What is happening? We are back with another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. As always, I'm here with my brother and my co-host, Mr. Jake B.
Hello, everybody.
And today we have another very special guest for you. But first, Jake, what's happening?
Oh, so much happening. It is Halloween time. It'll be Halloween tomorrow when the people listen to this show on Wednesday. And I just did the Halloween surf at Blackie's. Blackie's is a little beach by my house in Newport, and it's 15 years they've been running a Halloween surf, kind of like a contest, but they don't really, there's no surf judging, you know, it's just 1,000 people running into the water with the costumes. It's more of a costume contest. And so, yeah, there's a little shot
that's
of me
awesome
if you're
photo.
If you're on, oh, that's kind of blacked out right there. It's hard to see, but I am a pig. That's right. I was a wave hog, and it's my 5th year going, and it's just super fun. So I did that over the weekend, and then Thursday, tomorrow, Halloween, dude. I'm pumped. It's Rocky, my little boy's first Halloween. So I'm going to go over to your house and take some pictures with your family.
Oh, man. And my family has a very special costume ready to go, but I can't share with you what it is yet because it's a surprise.
Every year, Duddy's family goes off and it's, you know, the whole family does the costume. Last year, I think Tyler, which is your brother-in-law and his girlfriend? Yeah, girlfriend.
Fiance.
Fiance. Now. Yeah, I thought it was another level. Fiance. They were also part of your guys's.
They are, yeah. They were. And then, you know, their son, Ryder.
Yeah, and Ryder. That's right.
And the same thing this year. It's all of us. And now even one of Sophia's friends is doing it this time. Oh, so it's like 10 of us.
10 costumes.
And we all, oh man, it's good. It's good.
Now I'm thinking, I'm all, what has 10 characters that people could care about?
So many things have 10 characters.
Damn it. You're right.
But.
Anything else? What's up with you? Tours, music.
We got the little you know, I guess a fall run that we're doing here coming redo some of those shows. We had to cancel a few tours back, so we're excited to get back out to those places and make those shows up. And other than that, actually, big news: working on some music right now for a little solo project. Been talking about it for years, but actually going down. Going to be coming out here, I think, around February, and also getting ready to do around that time an acoustic solo tour with my good friend Rome. So yes, that will be a good time.
So what's going on? You're releasing your own solo album.
I'm
going
to release just a small EP, acoustic.
EP.
Solo, like acoustic type album.
Yeah.
Rome is doing something similar, releasing a small EP of his solo stuff. So we're both going to go tour together doing our solo stuff.
Holy shit.
Obviously, he'll probably play some, you know, Sublime with Rome stuff, and I'll probably play some Dirty Head stuff too on the tour. But yeah, so that's happening. Exciting.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dare I hit the applause button for that one, Duddy, dude? Fucking
you can if you want, man. You can.
Dude, last week I had a struggle with the buttons. We added all those rap songs from the Jared episode. Yeah, if you guys listened to the skateboard episode that dropped last week, there's some missed drops. Unless Ashton covered my ass and moved them around, but... We had all these rap songs we added to my drop list, and it moved my drops around, and my muscle memory was just fucking me up last week. But we're back, dude.
We're good.
I think I've got it.
Yes.
So what's up? Who's on the show, dude?
We got it. Episode 31. We have a very special guest today. His name is Kyle Rising. He is from an awesome band called Sensi Trails. Here's them right here. If you're watching, this is a little video of them. And if you're listening, this is them. So I want you guys to welcome Kyle Rising. What's happening?
What's up, guys?
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me on the show.
I know you came all the way down from San Diego to do this today, so we appreciate you taking the time.
All the way up. Dude, San Diego.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
San Diego's as low as you can go.
Dude, I'm the worst at that.
Me too.
I'm always like, come on down. Yep. And they're like, you know.
Nope, that's up. That's in, that's out. But San Diego is, I mean, if anyone, you know... If you're looking at the map of California, which is the tallest state ever, the very bottom, almost touching Mexico.
Yeah.
That's pretty much where you came from.
Yeah, very close to Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're down in Ocean Beach. So
nice.
Down there. Yep. Yeah.
Hell yeah. How's life down there?
Dude, it's great. I love it. I love it. You know, I've been there for about a year now. So it's, I always tell my girlfriend, like, I could die there and be totally happy. Like, I love that place.
It's a great spot.
It really is.
And coming from North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
So, bit different.
Huge change.
Yeah.
A beach, though. You were at the beach over there?
I was, yeah. Outer Banks, North Carolina. So I was on the beach, but, you know, there was no palm trees, and, like, I'm a sucker for palm trees for some reason. I love them. You know what I mean?
Don't even think about that. Different trees.
Totally different. Yeah.
And I've been over there with you guys. That didn't register that there was no palm trees when I was there. That's weird.
We're just so used to seeing them. Yeah,
yeah. You guys are from California.
Yeah,
so
we're spoiled.
Like,
and you'll get them in Florida. So, you know, there's palm trees on that side.
Yeah. But they're different. They're different. It's not like here. They're not like super tall. You know, they're kind of more like, I don't know. It's just
they're not even native to here.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. They're all planted.
Yeah, from Hawaii, I believe, right? Like palm trees weren't even supposed to be here, but now they're like, that's all that you think of when you think of here. Yeah.
That's funny. I didn't know that.
I did not know. Can you fact check that, guys, over there? Or I'm just out here spitting bullshit?
Nah, we don't fact check.
You know, a palm tree is not actually a tree.
Yeah, it's
guys,
a bird.
It's a bush. It's a bird. Fucking kind of looks like one.
So, Kyle Rising, he's from an awesome band called Sensi Trails. Fairly new. Yeah. You know, you guys are really just starting to pop up. And I'm starting to see you guys, you know, doing some big tours and doing things like that. So for the people listening that don't know you or Scentsy Trails, why don't you give them just a quick little background of, you know, how you guys got going?
Yeah, so I started this group on the East Coast a couple years ago with some different members, and we toured for about 2 years on the East Coast, and then the people that were in the band at the time, like, weren't really in it for, like, the long haul and, you know, the same vision that I had. Mm-hmm. So I basically just packed up all my stuff in the van and rolled out to San Diego. I've always wanted to live there. And so I just saw an opportunity to do so and just sent it.
Nice.
So that's, like, a nice, that's a perfect setup. Like, you know, like, you're reading the back of the DVD box and you're like, oh, that's what this movie's about? I'm in. So now let's go back. You start, how old are you when you start Scentsy Trails? Like,
in North Carolina.
Yeah. Let's go all the way back. Like, how old are you when you start the band? I'm sure you're playing guitar and doing your thing before that, but yeah. Is this the first band you ever formed?
Yeah. I mean, that I formed myself. Yeah. I was in other bands, like, you know, as a kid and stuff, but nothing really serious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was 20 years old when I started the band.
Okay.
And I'm 23 now. So we, you know, I've been doing it for a few years, but,
shit's all happened very fast then. Jeez.
Yeah, man, it really has. It's crazy. I'm really grateful for that. But
3 years ago, you're on the East Coast, North Carolina. You start this band with two friends. And what happens? You just start playing local bars. What's the story?
Yeah, we started doing it. Well, I first started at an open mic, and I would just go there. It was every Wednesday at this place called Arts Place. And every Wednesday I would go, like, religiously, like, I gotta go. I can't miss it. And so through that, I kind of built somewhat of a following through the open mic. And it felt good. I was like, man, I want to do this. And I was actually in college at the time, too. I was on, I was in Radford University studying biology. I wanted to be a dentist. Like, that's what I was aspiring to be. And then I hated school. And I was just like, man, I just want to play music. So anyways, I'm on the Outer Banks, started doing the open mics, and wanted to kind of take it to the next level. So I was doing all kinds of extensive research trying to find people to play in this band with me, you know, because I was on a small island. There's not that many people there. So
Outer Banks. So yeah, that's like a little island off the coast of North Carolina.
Yeah, it's like a little barrier. It's basically like a big sandbar.
Can you drive from the mainland onto the Outer Banks?
Yeah. There's a long bridge that takes you over there.
And are you living, like, on the Outer Banks?
You're living
out there. Yeah. That's fucking crazy. I don't know a lot about that. I hear about it all the time. People surf out there.
It's beautiful. There's great waves. Like, yeah, there's a lot of pro surfers out there and stuff.
Yep. But I don't think I've ever been out there. I know I've been to North Carolina to play shows with you guys.
I've been to North Carolina many times.
I've been to the Outer Banks.
I don't think I have either.
Can you guys pop some pictures up of the Outer Banks? I just want to see. And for the listeners, you can go to YouTube and check it out, or fucking Google it. You guys
whatever.
Can, here's how you guys can. Oh, for
we'll
God's
put a
sake.
Link up.
All right, so Outer Banks. I'm just painting a picture in my head. This is fucking rad. So you're on an islandy sort of deal.
Reggae, look at that.
Reggae's. Oh, there it is. So it's a
big ass sandbar
or something. I guess it's just a big land dong.
Yeah,
sticking
like if you look
out,
at
dude.
The map and you see North Carolina off to the right a little bit, you'll see like a little sliver, and that's Outer Banks.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's really cool, man.
That's nice. Sweet. And so at the end of the bank, then, is where people are hanging out? Is that, like,
no,
what's that,
well,
dude?
It's that,
what's
I mean, that looks like it's down in, like, Hatteras or something.
Is that the worst photo they could have possibly pulled?
I bet Mark found it.
Yeah. Well, like, the city, dude. Oh, there, I see something that
if
looks
you,
like,
if you
oh,
look
wow.
Up,
okay,
Kill Devil
cool.
Hills is where I lived.
Kill Devil Hills.
Damn,
Devil?
That's a
yeah,
good
that's
name.
What it was called, yeah.
What how the is there fuck? Not a horror film about that place?
Yeah. The Kill Devil Monster?
You know,
is that
a
thing
idea.
Or can we make that up now? Kill Devil Hills. That was a very Christian.
Oh, so also too, it's where the Wright brothers first flew their plane.
Oh, nice.
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah,
the birth of flight.
There's a picture
y'all.
Of the memorial.
Wow. So look at that. Outer Banks just looking super interesting. A lot of houses up on
okay.
stilts because there's
lots
of hurricanes.
Oh, yeah,
the place floods
yep.
quite a lot. Yeah. So, I mean, dangerous, I'm assuming. You know, have fun, dude, but you might have to pack up and move if you're living on the Outer Banks. But that looks fucking so the waves
oh,
are good
right.
there. Sorry to sidetrack
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when it's good, it's good. You know, it's not as consistent as like San Diego or, you know, Southern California, mm-hmm. but when it's good, I mean, it barrels and it's nice.
Yeah, that awesome. Looks nice.
So I can see it. And
so,
for
yeah.
anyone who's listening, if you go to our YouTube, you'll see the photos we're pulling up. And it's crowded, it's dense, and I'm sure reggae music is probably good out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. The thing with that place is it's more of like a tourist attraction, you know, and it because it's not sunny and, you know, warm like it is here year-round.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So in the winters, it's really cold. I mean, it snows there. So, I mean, not very often, but
summertime
it does sometimes.
Place only.
But yeah, summertime, it gets flooded with tourists from like New York, New Jersey, Virginia, uh-huh. you know, all the East Coast people. So, but yeah, I mean, wintertime, it's like a ghost town.
That's crazy. So you're basically, you're playing your ass off in the summer. You're doing open mics and then you form the band. Like,
yeah.
I want to do, the next step is get a bass player, get a drummer.
You had a different name though, right? When you first started.
Oh yeah.
Right?
When I first started, it was okay. Kyle Rising and the Rising Tide.
That's
because
right.
I was playing with so many different musicians. I never knew who would be backing me at the gig
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
And until I locked in like a solid group, I was like, well, you know, I want to come up. I didn't want it to be all about me, you know.
Yeah.
Kyle, you know, I just wanted like a name that was like everybody felt good about the project.
Cool.
So yeah. And then that's another story too, like the whole Cincy Trails thing. We were playing a venue, and the sound guy was like, "Hey man, you can't keep coming in here smelling like this." And I was like, "What do you mean?" And he's like, "Dude, you guys weed." And I'm like, "Dude, we're just leaving behind Cincy Trails." And I just said it, and I was like, I like that. And it kind of stuck in my mind for like the
nice.
Next following weeks. And
what a bummer. Who is this guy?
Yeah, well, it's super illegal over there too. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Like, you know,
oh,
if your bar or your club smells like weed, you know, the people there, they can take your liquor license. You know, it becomes a big thing. So.
Well, in that case, then I give him a pass.
Yeah.
I guess
he's
just trying to keep his job.
But
yeah.
I mean, thanks for that though. Cause that's
you got the name.
Yeah. Dude, you can't get arrested for Cincy Trails. You got to have some physical Cincy.
Yeah.
Come on now.
So then,
that's fucking funny.
So you guys are playing there, but then you get to a point where you just decide, I want to move to the West Coast.
Yeah. The drummer I had wasn't really like in the game, and the bass player I had, he's really cool. We're still really great friends, but it just wasn't really working out. So.
What is it? You're bringing it up to them? Hey, guys, dude, people like our sound. We're doing good over here. We have to go. I mean, the whole scene is over here. You're right where it all is now for your style of music.
Absolutely.
You know, so smart. You did the right thing. But is there a moment where you ask these guys, like, we got to get over to the West Coast. Are you want to come? Are you guys going to come with me? Like,
I mean, it was discussed from the beginning.
It was.
You know, even before I had started this group, I knew I wanted to end up here eventually.
Yeah.
So. It was something that we had all talked about, and then it was kind of just about getting out of the comfort zone and actually doing it. And
totally, man.
You know, I moved around a lot as a kid, so I was used. I've never lived in one place for more than 3 years, so I've been used to kind of jumping around. And
why is that?
With my dad's work, and so you know, we didn't move very far, but we definitely moved to like different towns, like throughout Virginia and then West Virginia for a little bit, and so. You know, I'm just like a small town boy. I grew up in like little country towns and stuff. So
This
is the first time I've ever even lived in a city.
But San Diego?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And crazy. I love it. It's great, man.
So was there any like hard feelings, you know, when you were like, I'm taking off anyway?
I mean, you know, a little bit because the people in like we were like the only reggae band and we had a whole summer's worth of shows booked that I kind of had to cancel. So, you know, a lot of people felt like I kind of burned them with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had to do what was best for me and the situation at the time. And like, you know, I was kind of I love the Outer Banks, but there just wasn't much room for growth there.
Yeah.
And
if you're just playing to summer tourists,
it's
hard to make fans out of tourists. They're on vacation.
Yeah,
like, you want to, I don't know, be able to build and grow.
Yeah, exactly.
But, okay, so it all happened fast, obviously. You've only been doing this band for 3 years, right? So this is, what, a year and a half into it or so? You're like, dude, I'm out of here.
Pretty much.
So it might have been, I mean, it's a big move. You moved across the United States.
Yep.
That's a fucking 6-hour flight
and
or whatever.
Did you come?
5-hour flight.
Did you come all by yourself?
Alone? Yeah, I did.
And did you have somewhere you were going?
So there's a company that does my merch. It's called Customized Grinder. Shout out Customized Grinder.
Hell yeah.
And I was actually on the phone with them. They hit me up on Instagram. They're like, hey, we have this company. You want to see what your logo would look like on a grinder? And I'm like, hell yeah, of course. So they sent me some samples and we kept in contact. And one day I'm on the phone with them. They're like, hey, we got this band. They're staying in our house, you know, around California. And I'm like, wow, I've always wanted to go there. And they were like, well, come on. So I bought a plane ticket and I flew out here before I had moved here just to kind of check it out. They gave me a car to drive around. I drove all the way down to Ocean Beach. And as soon as I pulled in, I was like, I want to live here. A year later, I signed a lease. Like, dude, it's been crazy. But
that's
anyways,
awesome.
So yeah.
I wanted to ask, what prompted the move where you're like, I got to go now? Because you said you had a whole summer worth of gigs booked. Like, you could have put it up, but no, something was like, no, I'm fucking out of here. What was that?
So we were doing a little run up the East Coast, and we had a show in Ocean City, Maryland, where they gave the band a full unlimited bar tab, and like the drummer that I had used to be like going crazy, partying and stuff, and then got extremely sober, and you know, I like to have fun. So we were drinking and stuff, and it, long story short, she ended up quitting that night. It was a female drummer too. She was super cool. I still love her, but and she ended up quitting the band, and I was just like, I gotta go. I gotta get out of here. So, like, within a week's time span, I tied up all my loose ends, packed up all my stuff, and rolled out.
You're just like, no more with the high tide, the band members switching and going. Yeah. You're like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
This is, okay, that's fucking rad. That's cool. Like, the part of this, I was like, I wanna know what led to this, like, what happened, what did the other people feel like? So you really only had to bail out on your bass player at this point. The drummer already quit, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the bass player was your good buddy, so it felt hard.
Yeah, there's really no hard feelings there anymore. Like, when we went back on the East Coast tour, he was our tour manager. He drove us all around.
Perfect,
dude. Nice. Yeah, shout out Mike Rush, too. Yeah, I love that guy. He's a good dude.
And your shout out to, what was it, Customized
Grinder, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to see a Feeling Good with Duddy Grinder.
Dude, yeah.
Just a little... I like that shout out, and let's swing that back, a boomerang like shout out that lands a customized. We'll plug you. Yeah, just, I don't know, Duddy's face, maybe one with my face.
Dude, they'll do it. They'll do it, man.
Customize that shit.
Yeah. All right, so now you're here, and you're living in the house from the Grinder Company. Right?
Oh, no, I wasn't really living there. I stayed with him a little bit.
Oh, so you just came to check
it
out.
Was kind of just like a little, like a home base kind of thing. But I wasn't really living there. I was kind of just exploring. My girlfriend actually flew out from the Outer Banks, picked her up in LA, and then we just drove up the coast, like up to Northern California, just checking things out because we still weren't really sure where we wanted to be. Like, I knew I kind of wanted to be in San Diego, but I was like, you know, I don't know what else is out there, so let me check it out. So we spent a couple weeks just driving up and down the coast, and we didn't know what we were going to do. And she found a place on Craigslist down in Ocean Beach, and she called them, didn't answer, and then they reached back out to us and say, hey, we got a spot for you. So I was like, I'll be right there.
It was just
perfect.
Yeah,
if someone really would have called you somewhere else, you might have said okay then.
Yeah literally. It really just happened just the way it should have, you know, like, it's crazy.
Were you tripping when you went up and down? Because California too, that when you said we went up to Northern California and down, I love to tell people that might not know, it's like, it's a completely different place. California is so tall. Yeah. It spans completely different climates. So
magical,
down here where
man.
We live, it's amazing. Desert beach. And if you get up to Northern California, I mean, it's redwood
huge.
And pine trees and huge cliffs at the ocean. And it, you know, it's just, California's the fucking
best.
Yeah,
we took the one and just cruised up, man. Mm-hmm. Just took our time.
The best.
And we were actually living out of the van at the time too. So we'd pull over if we liked a spot, chill out, take a nap, you know, like whatever. It was awesome.
That's
man.
Awesome.
No worries at all.
Yep. So how did you go about like finding new band members once you were here?
Yeah,
dude.
You're here now. It's
oh,
just
man.
You and your
it
girl.
It was a grind to find the members. Like, I was posting ads on Craigslist. I made the old school flyers with like the little tearaway phone numbers.
Oh, wow.
Over.
Like School of Rock, was it? He put up his flyer.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, just like that.
These guys are laughing at his poster. Fucking dork. Oh, that's fucking rad. So, wait. Your plan, okay, so just to, how long ago is this now? This was only a year ago?
This was a little over a year ago now, yeah. A
little over a year ago, you're putting up flyers on the thing, on signposts, and you're putting out messages online looking for a drummer and a bass player.
Yep.
All right.
And then I found this website called BandMix. And it's just like a search engine for bandmates. You just go on, you type in exactly the person that you're looking for, you know, the style, the age, the instrument, you know, whatever, like, and it finds a person, hopefully, if they're out there. And luckily enough for me, I found exactly what I was looking for, and we all just
that's
clicked.
Amazing.
And like,
and that's these guys right here?
Yep.
That's perfect.
Jordan Stark on the left, that's the drummer, and then Kyle Hall on the right.
And did they know each other?
No, none
no
of us knew
way.
Each other. We've only known each other for like about a year.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And did you meet anyone else on BandMix before you met these guys?
Nope.
First try, dude. This might have been what Duddy just asked, but did they know each other at all?
No,
so
they didn't.
All three of you, perfect fucking strangers.
We're just like total strangers, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And now we like practically live in a van together and we tour it all over the country.
And you guys look like you would be friends anyway. So
for sure.
We all get along really well.
And did you meet either one of them first or was it both?
Yeah, I met the drummer first.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then you guys jammed, and then you found the bassist.
Yep, and we're like, dude, we got this. Let's find a bass player.
Nice.
How many, first practice did you know with, did you practice with one of them before you practiced with all three?
Yeah, so I practiced with the drummer first.
Dude, Jake, you keep repeating exactly what I just said.
Is that exactly what you fucking said?
Two in a row, dude, two in a row.
God damn it, Mark. All right. Mark's looking at us through the window like he probably did do something. So he's like, how the fuck did they see what I just did?
So here you guys
are
right now.
They're there. So, okay. So you did. You jammed with one of them before the other.
Yeah. Yeah. I was jamming with Jordan in his garage little backstory on Jordan. He came from Colorado basically doing the same thing that I was doing. You know, he came out here to play music. And it's really ironic that we ended up meeting up on kind of on the same path, you know? And
nice.
So I met him first and, you know, we jammed in his garage a little bit and I was like, okay, this can work. Cause I sent him the EP that I had and he learned all five tracks like to the T, like, perfect. And I was like, all right, this is the guy.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that's what you want to see.
Yeah.
You want to show
He practiced, you know? Yeah.
Like, fucking come on, Kaya.
And so Kaya was already in a different band. He has his own band called Strictly Skunk. And he was like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm pretty busy with my project. And I was like, well, you know, if you have time, check it out. Let me know. And so one day he came over and we started jamming. I didn't even have furniture in my living room. We're like sitting on the floor jamming it out. And I'm like, dude, this is it. I called the drummer. I'm like, we found our guy. And then ever since then, it just been rolling with it.
That's fucking sweet. I love that story because Duddy and I come from a totally different thing. I had a band forever that I toured with and stuff. All my friends, I knew some of them since second grade and the rest of them I knew since I was 13, you know, 12, something like that. And same with Duddy. Dirty Heads, we've known these people forever, you know? So I love when I hear that other thing. You came from all the way across the country, and it's one thing, you write the songs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you came across the country going, all right, I have the songs, I can find people. But now, who came from Colorado, the other Kyle?
Jordan.
Or Kyle? Jordan.
The drummer, yeah.
Jordan comes out, I guess as a drummer, it's pretty easy to find a band too. In my head, I was thinking it was the bass player. I'm like, if you just come out from Colorado, like, I play bass, I'm coming out to make it. That's tough because there's loads of bass players, loads of guitar players. But
there's
not
a lot of drummers, dude.
There's not a lot of drummers, but I think, you know, it's playing what you play and make like reggae type bass.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
A lot.
Yeah,
of bass player and not a lot of,
it's
like
a specific
that's a specific.
Style,
and you
dude.
Have to be so pocket, and that's different. You know, it's definitely a different style of bass playing.
But I always appreciate those stories when I hear them. That was my favorite thing when I was, you know, checking you out, researching you and everything when I knew you were coming on the show and I saw that you made that move. I saw another interview with you where you talked about your other bandmates didn't come with you. Well, that's my favorite shit because it's completely different than Duddy and I. You know, our high school buddies were who we formed our bands with, but you had to really just believe in yourself and your sound, move yourself to a better place where you could grow. And you are. And the same thing happened with Pepper. They're all buddies, but we had the drummer, you saw it on, and they had to make the same jump. They jumped from Hawaii over to here. And you saw it was the same type of thing. You saw it said he came over here on a little vacation, saw a band, I think he said less than Jake, or no, Buck 09.
Buck
he
09.
Saw this old ska band, Buck 09, playing on the boardwalk in San Diego. And that's when he had this epiphany of, oh shit, Pepper needs to move here. And then they did. And then things happen for them. So I love those types of stories.
Does that bring us to the subject of the day? Which was?
Oh, yeah. That's another thing, guys. We were trying to think of the word of the day, but we couldn't think of a great one. But you actually said something. Oh, fuck. And
I know.
I
thought you were because I saw you point go.
Damn it. We were like, we want the subject of the day to be about you leaving the East Coast and making that jump over to here.
Oh,
it was.
It
was. I remember.
That he remembers.
It was comfort zone.
Oh. Yes.
Sometimes you've got to leave your comfort zone. And just do what you know feels right. And that may be, you know, telling a buddy like, hey, sorry, man, I'm taking off. If you don't want to come, I'm out, you know, because it's easy to stay in your comfort zone. It's easy to stay in your bubble, and you could do that, and you'll probably be okay. You know, you'll be happy, I guess, you know, but if you really sometimes just, I got to get out of here, I got to go take this chance, that might not work. Who knows? It might never work out, but you got to at least try. You got to get out of your comfort zone and go do things that scare you sometimes.
Yeah, if you didn't, I mean, look, if you didn't get out of your comfort zone, you'd be you could have still been searching for another drummer and playing the same bars you already played, which there's no shame in that, you know, but you want more and you had to make the move. And how fucking happy are you that you did? You got the new band.
I love it.
You're growing.
And there was, I mean, I can't say I wasn't like a little intimidated. Like when I first got to Southern California, like, you know, especially where I was coming from, it's a total different place.
It's
man.
A different place.
This is the land of competition. That's what they call it. Yeah. Everybody, what car, what hat are you wearing?
And
what fucking shoes
expensive.
Are you? I mean, everything.
Compared to, you know, how it was, like the cost of living where I was, you know, granted, I was on the island, so it was a little more than, you know, in the rest of North Carolina. Yeah. But I mean, compared to here, I would say it's probably about. Double.
Yeah. And then, you know, there too, it's like you said, you were pretty much the only reggae band. You come out here, there's fucking 100 of them in your county.
Exactly.
You know, just so it's just like he said, it's the land of competition. So you come here and you're just like, whoa.
Yep.
But, you know, you have to do it. And I bet even in just this, you said you've been here about a year.
Yeah.
I bet you've learned so much and grown so much.
Yeah.
And like he said, look at you've found two. You know, not just new bandmates, but two probably new great friends that you'll be friends with for fucking ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, now you're on your way to fucking, you know, fulfilling that dream, which is just fucking awesome.
So you definitely were not afraid to get out of your comfort zone. And that was part of your whole life. You said you've moved a whole bunch of times. So a lot of people do that. Duddy and I don't do that. There's a million things in my life that I regret, not huge things, but where I'm like, oh, I should have probably went for that or should have tried that. I had opportunities to go do weird things that I passed up on a lot in life because it was out of my comfort zone. So I had a comfortable little ass life, you know? So I've learned to get out of my comfort zone through music and everything else, but you kind of were born in that by moving so much. You're constantly going to new schools, constantly meeting new friends. You weren't afraid. You left your comfort zone, brought you to California. What was the first thing that made you feel comfortable again here? Like, obviously you've got your girlfriend with you and that's nice.
Yeah. That, you know, it's really nice
that
to have that.
Hurt.
And dude, and she's great, man. Like she supports me 100%. She goes on the road with us. She takes care of all the merchandise, which is like huge headache.
Off, that's a job.
Yeah, I mean, dude,
that's a full job.
For that's me a full blown thing.
Cause before, you know, before she was a part of this, I was doing all that myself. I would go to the show, set up the merch, set up my gear. Like it was a lot. So like super grateful for her. But yeah, I mean, that was nice to have. And then, you know, once we got our apartment, dude, I was like, okay, this is home now. You know what I mean? So
maybe like musically, when did you feel? Because you're just out here now with a guitar going
right. Yeah, dude, I was on the streets. I was busking like on the streets when I first got here.
So that's what
I didn't
is.
Have a job. Like, and actually, back to the Halloween thing. My first job when I got to San Diego was working at a haunted house. That's a scary
nice.
Actor, dude. Yeah, it
so
funny.
It was just that time
scaring
of year.
People.
You were
yeah,
in October.
Yeah, I was
or
on
September.
Craigslist. Like, dude, what can I do? I got to figure out some way to make money because, like I said, everything's expensive. Gas is like $4. You know what I mean? I wasn't used to that, so I was like, man, I got to come up with something quick before I go broke.
So you're playing. You so what you said? You were literally playing on the streets
with
like your guitar case.
Dude, yeah.
So I've always been curious. Like, what does a guy make doing that?
It depends. I mean, I was averaging like $30 an hour.
That's dude, fucking great.
Which isn't bad. It's not
what?
Bad.
Okay. All right. That's fucking great.
I've done that once, Duddy. Me and Broberg.
No.
Yeah, from Surround Sound was my old band. One time, Broberg and I in Long Beach, guy from my old band's wife owned a little shop. We played out in front of the shop and we turned over a hat and people are pretty freaking generous. Dude,
they are.
It's
they
crazy.
Are.
You know, if you're out there, like you have a good voice, you're playing good songs and you're passionate about it. You know, Broberg and I were playing our songs. So it sounded like we knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
People were chucking in money.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, this
will,
is
man.
Not
There's
a
some generous
bad
people.
Gig, you know?
There really is.
All
so
right.
You did well. So you started making $30 an hour?
I mean, yeah, like that's kind of what I averaged it out to be,
yeah.
You know, depending because, you know, some days
that's a good
you
ass
sit out
living.
There
yeah.
and the people pass it. It just depends on the people, really.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. Yeah.
And it's crazy, too, because you would think if you go to like a super wealthy area, you would make more because people have more money. That is not the case at all, dude.
They don't want any part of it.
Exactly.
They're just like, eh.
Dude, the people that have less are the that want to give the most.
Yeah.
Like,
that's crazy. It's
so
true.
Again, it's crazy, man. But yeah. But yeah, so I was doing that. I was working at the haunted house. And then I started, you know, once we got the band together, we started booking shows, like playing like Winston's and OB.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah.
710 Club. And that's kind of what, because, you know, I had seen these venues pop up on like other bands' tours and things. And I'm like, man, I can't wait to get out the West Coast and play these venues. And like, now I'm playing them.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, this feels right. You know, this feels real. Yeah. So that's cool, kind of when, man, I started to, I guess, get comfortable with the whole music thing. And
so I would imagine, so you're in North Carolina, you want to make this big leap. You do it, you're scared, you're here, you know, you find your apartment, you're stoked, you get your new bandmates, and next thing you know, you're playing a show at Winston's. I bet that had to feel good.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
There it is.
Just the segue. Fucking saw that one coming from 30 sentences away, dude.
Speaking of feeling good, on the show we have some sponsors that make us feel good. And we will start with Koi CBD. This is a great product. We've been talking about it every episode since the beginning. We love it. I love the drops. I take the drops every single day. But you know what I've been doing lately? They've got these gummies.
I need to get on the gummies.
The
I'm out of
drops. The gummies are dope because you could just grind on them all day. And it kind of like, you know, takes away your little like, oh, I need a snack. And you're like, ah, I'm good. I got some CBD gummies in my pocket. And they're good. They're delicious. Open them up.
No pocket.
Eat them. Grind on them.
Dude, I'll gummy them.
So it's just CBD.
It's just CBD. You won't get high from that, but you will feel better.
Put that in your pocket.
Dude, because some gummies you got to be careful.
Oh, dude. I'll tell you what, man. I can't fuck with edibles.
Yeah, I'm not a big
edible guy. I just, dude, I could smoke all day and be fine. And I eat an edible, I'm worthless.
Damn.
I just want to sit down on my couch and do nothing and not talk to anybody. But that's not what Koi will make you do.
Nope.
Koi CBD will make you feel great. So people, go to KoiCBD.com and put in code DUDDYB at checkout and you will get 20% off your order. Do it.
That's a straight up bargain.
That's a bargain.
That's what that is.
Also, Sticky Vape, another amazing product we use on the regular here. I got two of them here. I don't have any of the packages. We opened them up. But we make our own Sticky Vapes, the Dirty Heads, that is, with Sticky Vapes, and we have three new flavors from our new album. We got the Sativa, which is the Lift Me Up. We got the Hybrid, which is the Cloud Lifter, and we've got the Indica, which is the Super Moon. And they're great. I've tried all three of them. I love them. I highly recommend you trying them out. StickyVape.com. Jake, where do you use your Sticky Vape at?
I've been running a lot, okay? And when you're running, you want to get into rhythm. You breathe in through your nose, 4 count, and you breathe out through your mouth, 3 count. What I've been doing is I run with a Sticky Vape just flapping right in front of me right there, dude. Not only does it work as kind of a metronome, it keeps me, but also I'm in through my nose. That's right. Sticky Vape in the nose. And then I have one in my mouth too, and I blow out through it, dude. No good reason there, just because it's fun.
So you're telling me it's like this? It's
like right, and they're clacking, dude. Clacking and just keeping me on that pace, dude. And I'm about to nail a 5K on December 1st.
Dude, Sticky Vape metronomes. Let's get on it.
Let's get on it, dude. I'm already on it. It's done. I made it. So Sticky Vapes, you're welcome.
Weird.
Yeah, applause? Why not? Fuck it. Standing ovation. Thank you.
And also, last but not least, we have On It. This is a great company, and that is 2Ns, O-N-N-I-T. They have so many great products. Jake, tell them about the golden ticket situation going on right now.
One of On It's best products. It's the one you can just use all the time for anything. It is the Alpha Brain. It just keeps you sharp. I drank one on the way in. I always drink Alpha Brain on the way to the studio so I can be sharp and hopefully funny. So if you buy the capsules, that's right, the gel capsules of Alpha Brain, the 60 or the 90 count, there's a golden ticket inside. And no matter what, you're getting a golden ticket and you're getting some sort of prize anywhere from 10%, 20%, 30% off your next hit. But also they're giving away grand prizes where people can come into the headquarters in Austin, Texas. Duddy and I both went to On It headquarters and got to train all day. I use the supplements every single day. They're my favorite thing now. I'm in love with them. And, you know, certain winners will be able to go there, train all day, and they'll get like year's supply of all sorts of bitch and shit. So that is the golden ticket. So get Alpha Brain if you guys want to be sharp and remember a lot of stuff. And get the 60 or the 90 count gel caps and get that golden ticket hitter. You know what it is.
That's right. Yeah. On It, people. They have so many great products. Whatever you are looking for, I guarantee you they got something just for what you are looking for.
That's right.
So check it out. Onit.com, O-N-N-I-T. And if you do a /Duddy on that, you're going to get 10% off your order. Check it out.
Get on it.
That's it.
Is that everything?
We did it. I want to try that on it stuff. Oh, it's
I've
great,
never
man.
Even heard of that.
Oh, yeah. You got to try it. It's great. Yeah.
Alpha Brain's the best because it just, like, dude, a lot of times Duddy and I will be in here. You know, if I don't take my Alpha Brain sometimes, I swear to God, I'll be in here just trying to think of names. And you're like, ah, fucking his name. It was in every movie.
Is it caffeine or what is it?
No,
that?
No. It's got
all natural.
It's got a lot of what the mushroom technology.
Okay.
The Alpha Brain has like, I wish I had the little tube here. It's in my car because I used the powder one on the way and I ripped it through it in my water. But it's got a bunch of like, is it vitamin B6 or whatever? A shitload of that. And then it's all like organic plant and vegetable shit. Wow. Yeah. Dude, it's crazy.
It's great.
Nice.
Pre-workout, all that stuff. I'm using it all.
Yeah. I love it. When I'm touring now, I always make sure I have some of that. Just like before a show too. So, you know, feel like I'm on it.
You're too sharp. You remember where your keys were and stuff. Yeah. Like, oh, that's right. I put them in the sink. Why the fuck?
So speaking of playing shows and whatnot and touring, you guys are touring. You just got done doing 3 months of tour.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We were on the road pretty much all summer and a good portion of the fall, you know, that we're in now.
Yeah. So. And in a van.
Just got back last night, actually. Yeah. In a van.
In a van.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, you just got back last night?
Yeah.
What? Dude. And you came down here to do this?
Of course.
Holy shit. Thank you. That is insane.
So 3 months straight in a van.
Well, we had like a
little
break.
Yeah, we had like a week and a half off where we got to go back to San Diego, and then we left again and did like the Pacific Northwest and everything. But yeah, we went out to the East Coast, like did like 15 shows in Florida, just really trying to get the name out there, you know, and build some fans. And
were you playing with anyone or?
Yeah, we had some shows. We would have like a local support.
Cool.
Some shows we would open because, you know.
Yeah.
Different deals and things that we worked out. But yeah, I mean, it was cool, man. It was really good.
That's rad. So how many people in the van?
So there's four of us and a German Shepherd.
Oh, nice. Okay, so that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's not too bad.
When we did like, you know, 7-8 years in a van, and I remember there was a couple tours where there was like 10 of us.
Damn.
In a fucking van.
Did you guys have a trailer?
We had a trailer.
Okay, well
we had a trailer.
Yeah, we don't pull a trailer, so. Yeah.
Oh, sis, so all your stuff's in the van, too. That's like six people.
Yeah, so how we did it is we have, like, basically a queen bed in the back that's on stilts or whatever, kind of like a loft, and then all our gear goes under the bed.
Okay.
And then we took one of the bench seats and turned it sideways, so there's, like, a little living room. We call it the living room
area. Nice.
Yeah, like a couch and a bed. So it's chill, you know, it's not too bad. But.
With four people, that's cool. You got someone driving, someone sitting shotgun, and you got two people in the back. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's all good.
Yeah.
My band toured in a van, a family van with six people. Yeah. So that was, and we did it for 3 summers in a row. And like, it's like you said, it kind of just, we made ours look like a living room too.
Yeah, we did.
It's
like, you don't even care.
Exactly.
You just do it.
We would sleep right next to each other.
And you love
give
it.
A fuck,
you're just
dude.
Like, hell you love, yeah.
Yeah. Even the tours, I remember where we had 10 people in the fucking van. Yeah. Some nights. Did it suck when you're tired as fuck and you're sleeping,
and you're sitting
up?
Yeah,
that's really
terrible.
The only part that sucked. You know, like sometimes when you're just exhausted and you want to fucking sleep, or if it's your turn to drive or whatever, that shit sucks. But like, besides that, like, you don't even think about it. You're just having a good time.
You're just stoked
to be out there, you know, traveling, playing shows, hanging with your buddies. Like, it's fucking fun.
You're there by choice.
Yeah.
You know, that always makes it better. And, and you're... You know that you're playing a show the next day or something.
Yeah.
It's the best thing on earth to do when you're in a band is play a show, especially at somewhere new where you're like, I don't know anyone here.
Yeah.
We can be whoever we want on stage for 45 minutes. Like whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. The excitement makes you stoked. You know, it's like.
And exploring new cities too. Like I'd never seen Seattle, Portland, Eugene, any of these places before until now. So that was the coolest thing, man.
That's cool. And you guys did that whole drive like up the coast and then like through the fucking woods and everything.
It's amazing,
it's just the best drive ever. That's the best drive.
Yeah, for the East Coasters, the Pacific Northwest, if you ever get a chance to come out to the West Coast, California's amazing and you should come, but don't sleep on Oregon and Washington. Like you mentioned Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's great.
It's so unbelievable. And the only time I ever went there in my life was when I was on tour. It's like the only reason you'd stop. But the Pacific Northwest is an unbelievable, green, mountainous, crazy place to be.
That's cool. So now you guys are home and you got some time off for the holidays?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We're going to be wrapping up our first full-length album and... gearing up for some exciting things. We got the Boom Shaka Festival that they do at the Sports Arena.
Nice.
Just got confirmed for that, which I'm super stoked on. And then, we got another tour coming up after that that we're going to be doing. So.
Sweet.
Yeah, we're excited, man.
You guys are all in, touring a lot.
Yeah. You got to.
You have you to. And that's like, that's the only crucial. Way. You know, you have three dudes now, you know, all three of you are ready to really charge. And
yeah.
You have, when's the album supposed to come out? Your first full length album?
Yeah. I mean, we don't really have a set date yet. Either like the end of this year around Christmas or like early next year.
Nice. Yeah. You don't need to rush it.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. No, that's one thing. At first, we were trying to push it to have it done by September before we actually hit like the full nationwide tour. But, you know, I've been thinking about it. And I'm like, well, you know, if we go to these places, then we'll have people who know who we are. And then when we do drop the album, there'll be like more eyes on it.
Totally.
So,
no, that's
kind of, because at first I was a little upset. I'm like, man, we need to have this album out. Like, everybody wants to hear it and all this stuff. But, you know, I think the more time that we spend with it, the better product.
And you do have music out. Yes. You do have music out.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, so people we did a couple singles.
People can
year,
check so, it out. Yeah. They can look it up and they can listen. And
you guys have quality videos online. Yeah, go to YouTube and just type in Scentsy Trails. You'll find songs like well done music videos and stuff. It's you're set up. If people like when they see you and they like you, they'll search you. They'll be fine, you know. Cool. Yeah. So just keep building it up because everything you have online looks good already. You're gonna make. Yeah, you're gonna keep these fans.
That's
and
yeah.
You're gonna
that's
drop
all it is.
A banger on them. Yeah.
Having some content. Having some content
drop it
out there.
Too quick.
And playing shows. Yeah, that's it.
Let them know for a minute.
That's the recipe.
Yeah, dude.
Where'd you guys shoot this?
This was actually at Sunset Cliffs.
Nice.
That's a funny still right there.
This is like your newest, I feel.
Yeah, that's like 5 minutes from my house.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
I found a video. You guys played this one on the news.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys played this song like live on the local news.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah.
Pretty tight.
Oh, yeah.
And then who's this K-Bong dude? Because I saw him in your video, and then all of a sudden I'm seeing this dude in everyone.
Well, he's in Stick Figure.
Yeah, he's with Stick Figure.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know him yet, and I'm like, okay,
he's
in that in a song
dude,
with K-Bong's you. And then
he's a good dude.
All of a sudden he's like on everyone's video. I'm like, okay, K-Bong's out there fucking doing things.
Yeah, dude, yeah, he's killing it, man.
Yeah.
He's got some really good music, too.
Well, Stick Figure's just killing it.
Oh,
you know,
dude, yeah, they're slaying.
They've been around forever. I fully remember. When I was touring, they were still touring.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they were already back. Yeah. They've been like 10, 15 years in or something, these guys?
I think closer to 10-ish, 12.
10-ish?
Maybe. Because, I'd say maybe 10.
Well, because Scott was doing his thing for a while before they were even touring. So,
all I remember is I played Colorado with them.
Ah, there you go.
Long time ago. And they were good.
Red Rocks
already.
Or no?
No, it was at a club in
Denver. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Was it Cervantes? Is that in...
Maybe you guys were even on the tour. There was a naked, or not a naked, but like a costumed bike ride that went. Yeah, dude. Yes, I stood on the corner with John.
Yeah.
John.
So that was in Denver. So that was that like the 610 Club or something.
Was that a 500-600 seater, 1,000 seater club?
Did we do back to back nights?
Fucking maybe.
I think we
I just
did.
Remember Stick Figure playing
because
it's a name. I was like, Stick Figure, that's a cool name.
Yeah.
And then I watched them. I'm like, oh, they're good, dude. They're good. They had a weird sound back then. Like a different, it was reggae, but there's something different about them. Where I was like, that's interesting. They're doing that.
Yeah, they're cool.
Anyway,
they're good guys.
Do you remember that bike?
I do remember what you're talking about.
So whatever this club was, we were on tour with the Dirty Heads and maybe Modest Yahoo. I don't know who. It was a tour anyway. We were in Denver. Stick Figure played that show. They weren't on the whole tour. They played like that show.
Yeah.
And we show up and all of a sudden John John from the Dirty Heads is like, dude, Jake, get over here. You got to see this. And he walks me to the corner, the front of the venue. And I swear to God, we stood there for an hour and there was a nonstop flow of just thousands and thousands of people riding their bikes down this whole entire busy street had been shut down for this bike ride of just costumes.
Was it a Halloween thing or something?
No, because we toured in the summer. It was just some bike ride that they do every year. And it was the most elaborate costumes I've ever seen. I was blown away. It was amazing. And I was like, Denver, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My first time in Denver.
Down there in Colorado. They like to party.
Yeah, it's a great city. Amazing city.
So,
all right, anyway.
I have something to add to the to-don't list.
Oh,
I do.
The to-don't
I have
list.
Something, people. I'm sorry to get dark here for a second.
Oh, yeah. So, to-don't list, you know, things to don't ever do again. You guys all know about your to-do list, right? Fucking wash the dishes, get your car, whatever, clean your room. The to-don't list. Here's something to don't ever do.
We have to
ever again.
We have to put a stop to this. And if this is you when I say this, I'm not hating on you. I'm just letting you know that the person who you're doing this to is going, fuck.
Hates you. Wait.
So I, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not hate,
no,
but they're annoying.
No, Duddy's not hating on you, but the person you're doing this
you're
to
You're annoying the
hates
fuck out of
you.
Whoever is you're making have to respond to this, okay?
To don't do it anymore. What is it?
Here's a text message, okay? Here's what a normal text message should go. It should go, hey, man, what's up? What are you doing tonight? Want to hang out? Bing, right? Don't do this. Hey, bing. What's up, man? Bing. What are you doing tonight? Bing. Want to hang out? Bing. Hey, you want to maybe go to the bar? Bing. Just fucking finish your thought.
I see where you're going with this. This
is
one
horrifying text.
One text.
Okay.
Yeah. One text. Not eight texts for one idea.
Finish your thought. That should be, sup, want to go to the bar.
Yeah.
Bing. That's
it.
All that.
That's
Don't even,
it.
Not even what's up. Too many letters. Sup, want to go to the bar. Bing.
Yeah. Right, so if you're someone who's doing that, the only what they should respond
the
is
half.
F, bing, U, bing, C, bing, K, bing. You get it. That's fuck you
yes,
is what I was
dude.
Getting at.
Dude, the partial texter?
Dude.
Yeah, that's a hideous one.
That's a thing, right? Can
that
we stop this?
Costume.
The partial texture. I mean, you have to explain it a lot. What are you, dude? You know how sometimes fucking bing, bing. The partial. I didn't know where you're going. Dude, that is a horrific thing. I haven't been hit with one of those. But
I get hit.
Dude, yeah. Like the text where it's just someone like throwing a little line out like they're fishing. It says, hey.
That one's the worst.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what? Yeah, and then.
Hey.
You go, yeah, hey.
Or
what? It's for horses?
What's up?
What's going on? Ding, yeah. And you're like, okay, what the fuck, dude? If you want
to
hang out,
ask
me to hang out. No, I only got so many.
Don't make me ask the question.
Great.
If you want to talk, don't just say, hey. Then I have to go, hey, what do you want?
Oh,
like,
man.
Why don't you just tell me what you want in one message?
Yeah, and also
in one message.
To piggyback on that, if you can say something in three words, don't use 30. Just sup, sup. Dude, that takes care of what? What's and up? Dude, you just knocked it all out. Just sup. It's also a stand-up paddle, which I'm not a big fan of, but that's a surf thing. It's just sup, and it takes care of what's and up.
I don't think they understand,
the
Jake.
No, they don't?
I don't think they get it.
Well, how the fuck could they? I don't have a whiteboard. What am I complaining about? I'm not even sure.
I don't know, but they don't get it.
All right. God damn it. Where's the fucking
person? We need a marker. We need a marker. We need a marker right now.
All right. What am I complaining about?
Oh, we got one. You guys have made him mad. You guys have really made him mad here.
God fucking damn it. Hopefully that's the camera that was pointed at us.
Right, want me to hold this up for you?
Yeah, why don't you do?
Okay.
Why don't you make that easier for me? Thanks. Let me put these on in case I don't kill myself.
Watch carefully, people.
All right, this is getting good.
Here's how it should go, dude. Now, here's your text. Duddy's on the couch. All right, couch, dude. Duddy's on the couch. There's his hair. He fucking got his hat on at home, dude. You guys know what it is, dude. Look, there's his wiener. He's peeing a little bit because he's watching something scary. His phone goes off. Fling. And he just wants to know if someone wants to go to the bar, but instead he gets this. Hey. And then even... Oh, good for you. He was watching Stranger Things. Look, there it is. It's plugged into the wall. That's his TV. He was looking at that, but now he's looking at his phone and hey. And now Duddy just has to sit and ponder who the fuck is fucking with. This is season 3, Stranger Things, asshole. Season 4's coming. I got binging and shit to do. Now Duddy has to create a text. Fucking. He's cheeky. Duddy likes to have fun, so. Hey yourself! Now two worthless texts birthed from your lazy. All you wanted to do was go to the bar and get some drinks. Duddy does too, but you'll never know because this is what we're gonna ping pong. Hey yourself! Then what? Shit! Here and here's another one. Cha doin'. That takes care of what and are you. So that's a three-word banger, just cha-doing. But still, in this conversation, it doesn't help. So now we have hey yourself, and then back to Duddy, cha-doing. And then Daddy has to say, season three, Stranger Things. And then you say, I love Stranger Things. Just ask. This all could have just, you could have just said, sup? Wanna go to the bar? You get it, dude. And Daddy would have said yes, and you guys could have been drunk. I
don't have many really thoughts on that other than that. You guys have made me. All right. Oh, standing ovation, really. You guys, sit down, you guys. Thank you, though. So, all right. Thanks for putting me through that. And you. Sorry. Thank you.
No, that
you
was great,
patient.
Dude. I enjoyed that.
Okay, good. Sorry.
Literally, that was awesome.
Certain things just, they set him off. They set him off.
I'm really a mild-mannered person.
So does this happen to you a lot, too, then?
You know, no, but I feel like people know better than to do that shit with me because I'll fucking whiteboard him real quick. No, but I felt Duddy's pain, and it does frustrate me that someone could do that, and I know that they would because I know people, and so, I am mad about it. Dude. Now I'm mad.
It happens.
I can't wait to see the comments underneath this week, too. Yeah. It's going to say, hey.
Oh, yeah. That's all it's going to be.
Last week, we ranted and raved. We had Jared on the show, and we ranted and raved about when we put up a thing that says, like, hey, we're having Jared Watson from the Dirty Heads on. Kyle Rising coming on. Ask him any question you want. When are you coming back to Cincinnati? And we're like, that's not the question to ask. We're not going to sit here and answer when, and we don't know when we're coming back to Cincinnati. I mean, not me. Nobody wants me anywhere, but Duddy and the band. Yeah. So I ranted and raved about that one last week, and that really frustrated us, but
Dude, I think it's funny when you go out, you do a tour, and then you play, like, for example, you play Denver. Someone from Denver goes, hey, when are you coming to Denver? It was like, we were there yesterday.
That's exactly what we were talking about.
Dude. It led to that. It started with, you know, everyone always asks, when are you coming back here? You're like, I don't know. And you'll know because we'll post our tour flyer and we'll sell tickets and all this little stuff.
As soon as we know, you then immediately know.
It led to that too, where it's like, we'll do four or five shows in Florida and then someone will hit me up. Why don't you ever play Florida? And you're like, you're online hitting me up. So you have access to a computer where you can go to our website and everything is there.
The best part is about our fucking listeners, which they know we're assholes and they know exactly what to do. So as soon as we complained about that, all the comments underneath, when are you coming back to Cincinnati? When are you coming back? One guy wrote, which if he's listening, I love, when are you going to come play my mom's house or something? Yeah. He's like, I live in the basement. I'm like, all right, fuck. All right, you guys are having fun with it.
Yeah.
So it's great. All
you got us.
What you guys doing? It's just going to be a bunch of those comments.
It's going to be, this is what every comment now is going to be like, hey, I like the show. And it's just going to be a list.
That's right.
Well, our comment numbers will go up.
That's right. YouTube is going to be like, they're really striking conversation out there.
You could probably up the ante on our sponsors.
YouTube buries our shows, by the way, because we say fuck and dick and we say it too much, and YouTube just goes, we're going to go ahead and stuff you underneath the ground.
Well, lucky for us, no one watches our YouTube, so it doesn't matter. Should we do a Bandcamp story?
Oh, yes.
You got one?
Bandcamp?
Yeah.
I got a drop for you real quick.
Okay.
In this one time at Bandcamp?
So, I hate to say it, but I kind of have a negative Bandcamp story.
That's okay. This will be maybe the first one.
After that wildly positive rant I went on, this is actually nice to take it here.
So this past tour we did, we were in Folly Beach, South Carolina. And we just played our show, and we're loading out. You know, it's like right there by Charleston, which is pretty like well-known to be like a safer city. So I'm thinking, you know, whatever, we're loading out, we're having fun, we're taking our time, whatever. And I guess our gear was left unattended for a very brief moment. Yeah. And we're not like that. We usually don't do that. And so...
felt safe. You're off the game a little.
I was like, whatever. You know, like we have a keyboard player that joins us sometimes, and it was like his hometown. And, you know, anyways, long story short, my guitar ended up walking away with some chick, actually.
No!
Yeah. And not only my guitar, but my drummer's cymbal bag. Like, all the cymbals. Put it on her bag. Like, it was crazy. I mean, and so it happened. You know, we're loading up, and I'm like, where's my guitar? What happened here? Like, and, you know, of course, they're like, well, somebody probably walked off with it.
Ugh.
So we're freaking out, called the cops, like, you know. And it was actually right in front of a police station, too. And we're like, well, you guys must have cameras, right? They're like, no, we don't have cameras. Like, are you serious? They were like, well, the bar has cameras. The bar has cameras. So I'm like, oh, well, thank God. So I basically didn't sleep at all that night. And we had to go back to the bar the next day, review all the cameras. We're like watching on the bartender's phone, trying to figure out what's going on here. And like in the way, way back, you see this woman just walking away with my guitar and the cymbals. And like, so luckily, I kind of noticed this woman the night before and I was like, she's acting really weird. Like she wouldn't leave me alone. And it was just like this weird thing.
Oh, you guys had interactions.
Yeah, there was a weird interaction. And so I kind of knew in the back of my head that it was her.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the bartenders noticed that she was acting weird. Like at the end of the night, she was like crying at the bar. And it was just a weird thing. Like, I think there was maybe something wrong with it. I don't know. But anyhow, so we got the footage. We took it to the police. You know, they reviewed it. We pulled the woman up on Facebook and we're like, this is it. This is her.
Oh,
you know?
Damn. You found her.
Oh, wow. Dude, we were on like some detective shit. Nice. We were like, I'm getting this guitar back. So the cops went and knocked on her door and she's like, oh, it was just a joke. It was a joke. I didn't. We're like, oh, that's hilarious.
That's actually theft.
Yeah.
The cops were like, indeed, you did one.
Yeah, because now she got charged with like grand larceny. And,
wow.
Like,
expensive guitar.
I mean, yeah.
You can't go fucking stealing shit.
She probably stole like, you know, $3,000 worth of shit. Yeah. So
can't fucking do that.
But that was my, you know, it's not a good story, but that was my one that I was thinking.
Dude.
No, that's it. That's a good Bandcamp story because that's the kind of shit that happens out there on the road.
Yeah, watch your gear, man.
Watch your gear. God, you hate that when you hear that fucking story of the band getting their whole trailer.
Dude, yeah, I was getting ready to say, that's the worst.
That's the worst.
We've had that.
Yeah, it happened to them.
Really?
Yeah, luckily the only instruments, it was like a backup bass, the backup bass amp. Like our bass player had backup stuff. And it was all of our merch. Like we had taken our equipment out. So
big hit. It's still the merch.
Shitload of merch and a bass amp and a bass. So we, you know, even though, yes, we got killed, not as bad as some bands.
Hear some bands just
did you get your stuff back?
Everything.
Dude, the funniest thing was like 2 years later, a police officer hit me up on Facebook, hit up the Surround Sound like music page on Facebook, sent a message, said, hey, I work for the Huntington Beach Police. Just, you know, we recovered a truck off the side of the road in the desert somewhere with like multiple bands worth of shit. Someone who was going around just
looking for trailers.
And they gave us our merch back because obviously they just saw the name of our band and typed us in and sent us a message. So I got the merch back like 2 years later. The bass and the amp were gone. They sold that immediately. Weird, but I got a good bit of it back, you know.
That's such a low thing to do, man.
It is.
You know? Yeah. I mean, musicians don't make that much in the first place to begin with. And then that's just like, that's such a low blow, dude.
It happens so much. I mean, we know, I think, I know that it happened to Pepper. I remember hearing that a long time ago. Like,
I'm pretty sure it happened to Pacific Dub.
It's like, it's happened to so many bands that are just in our circle. Yeah. I'm like, it's got to be happening to everybody.
I remember Matt Sound Trough, because he used to work for Strung Out.
Matt Sound was a guest on the show.
Yeah, he was. And I'm pretty sure it was Strung Out we was talking about because he worked for Strung Out. And they were van and trailer. And they came out of their hotel and van and trailer gone.
Tour over.
And you know, in the van was like all the dudes like computers and just everything, like, you know. Just a fucking total hit. Oh, it's like, well, there you go.
It's one of those things too, where you just think the worst things about the people that stole it. You're like, I hope they crash off a cliff and into another cliff. Yeah. With our shit. You're like,
Right on.
I have another one too, just in case. Like there was this time where this is a funny one, you know, to back it up.
No, we'll do it.
But so I was playing. It was actually on the Outer Banks, and there was this guy in the front row, just rocking out, long hair, kind of like your hair, you know, just like getting down in the front row. And his hair, I came down, I was like rocking out with him, jamming out, and his hair got like wound up in the headstock of the guitar, and. So I didn't – at first I'm like, what's going on? Like there's some type of resistance with my guitar.
Like I caught a fish or something.
And, yeah.
And so I'm like,
oh, she's a fighter.
And so I had to stop, and his girlfriend and I, like, he's all like, and we're sitting there like untying his hair.
This is fucking amazing.
The worst headbang session.
It was so, I mean, dude, he was getting down. Like, it was so
that
funny.
Is good.
Yeah.
Wait, so you just had to untangle that shit for 5 minutes in front of the crowd?
Yeah, I mean, it took probably a good like 30 to 45 seconds to get it out.
Which feels like 30 minutes when you're walking on stage. Like, let me get this guy's
and drum
hair.
Guy kept going. They're like, fuck it, we're going to stay in the pocket.
They're just laughing the whole time. That's dude. Perfect. Yeah, dude. It was great. And then for weeks after that, I was still finding hairs like in the head.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to think because he was head banging so hard that his hair just tuned it to drop D. Just instantly.
That's awesome.
Fucking, that's hilarious. I never thought about that. Shit, that probably happens a lot more than. There's always people headbanging, and then the guitar player leans down, gets involved.
Yeah, you know, you're just like,
I bet that shit happened all the day back at hair metal shows.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just to lighten it up.
No, I like that. That was a good one. No, I could fucking picture it, you know, so that is just perfect.
Yeah.
We were getting dark.
We were.
But to lighten it up even more, have you ever shit your pants? You got a poop pants story you want to tell us about?
Oh, man. Like, literally shit myself?
Yeah, it's just something that, like 90% of the guests on this show happen to tell us that they crap their pants.
Oh,
and now we just ask.
Okay. I mean, you know, I'll just be straight up with you, man. It was when I was in high school.
Oh,
so.
He's got one. Why does everyone have one? This is so awesome.
I mean,
awesome.
Dude, so I was in high school. I was at a house party. And, you know, my buddies, there was this one Mexican market that we could buy beer at. They would sell it to us. It was like the only place in town. And they had, you know, the Coronitas, like the little ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we had, they come in like a 24 pack. And, you know, I was trying to be like a badass. I'm like, I can drink these things quick. You know, they're like 2 sips.
They're,
you know,
they're so small.
Like done. So I drank like 18 of them. and I was just like, you know, I was young. Blacked out, fell asleep like in the driver's seat of my vehicle. And I woke up and I'm like, I mean, I can't believe I'm actually talking about this on a podcast. This is out there forever now, but you know, whatever, man.
Dude,
you'd be surprised the stories that people have told us. And a lot of times, like, too, like, we'll do a live episode every now and then. We call it the shit show, where the listeners, they just call in and they tell us their shit stories. And it's just one after the other.
That's all it is.
80% of them are chicks calling in, telling us their shit stories. And it's fucking hilarious.
That's funny.
On the very first episode, the Dirty Heads manager, a guy named Cheese, and manages Sublime with Roma, a lot of people, he told us about a famous shit story that I knew because, you know, I'm Duddy and I are brothers. And so I knew of this shit story. Cheese told it. It was a great story. The next episode, our guest was like, well, hey, I heard the other episode, you know, and I would like to tell my own shit story. And then it just became
like, fucking I have a confession.
Thing. We've got like 15, 20 of them now. It's insane.
That's funny.
So you're welcome to the shit club.
You know what,
dude.
Man? Putting it out there.
Welcome, dude. Welcome to the shit club. Duddy has never shit his pants post-diaper.
Post-diaper.
Yeah. He's had
my really? Thing.
He shit like
a thing.
He's had to shit and
I
shit
have,
the ground.
I've had bad shitting experiences.
Mark did mention, he said you're the only one that doesn't have one.
Like
do you
I've,
have one?
Mine was my pants were only partially down. I shared mine on like episode 3 or something too. I said, I'll get brave. But I was pulling my pants down and I took a shit and it hit the belt line and hit the back and side of my pants. So yeah, it wasn't like a full pants up shit, but I was trying my best. It was at a birthday party when we were younger, and I ran behind the bushes and whoop, just didn't get them down enough. So it was like a side hitter.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, and I've told mine. I've had some close calls. I've had to just drop trowels in the middle of a parking lot and just shit on the pavement. Like I've done it. I'm
we're
not
waiting,
above
dude.
It.
The day's
I'm not
come.
Above it.
Like, it's going to be like a goal now. It's like, let's get
to I'm not above it. I'm just better than it. So,
I like to say that I'm more prepared than most people.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So shit. And on the way, anything else to... what are we missing, dude? What's going on with you guys?
Man.
Right? You got the album coming out.
Let's
give us
see.
Everything.
Yeah. Cincy Trails Music on Instagram. Check us out on Facebook, YouTube, cincytrails.com. Also, it was confirmed we're going to be playing Cali Roots this year, which I'm stoked for. That's been like one of my goals since I started this band. So, but yeah, thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Nice, man. Thanks for coming.
Pleasure to be here.
Right on. That's right. And we'll have all the links to those websites that he just announced on this video. And as always, go to cutlassbrand.com and put in code FEELINGGOOD. You will get 20% off of your order. And also go to feelinggoodwithduddy.com because we also have a merch store there with Feeling Good with Duddy merch. We got some new cool pins in. And our Patreon page.
There you go.
You can go to Patreon / Feeling Good with Duddy and sign up. And it helps us keep the show going. And you get a lot of behind the scenes, unreleased footage, and lots of contests on there too. We're giving away lots of cool prizes. So
that's
make sure you check
at.
It out.
Yeah. Get to that Patreon page. Yes, every Friday we're giving away prizes on the Patreon, and then also we are over 100 subscribers, I guess you'd call it, on Patreon. Once we get to 200, we are raffling off a guitar. A dope ass guitar.
The Ernie same- Ball Music Man Cutlass guitar.
Anything else, y'all?
That's it. Thank you everyone here at Reamp for the help. We love you guys. Peace out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.